Each week, I'm joined by a top country star who gives me a hand counting down the hits. Along this week is the CMA Entertainer of the Year. That never gets old, huh?
No, it doesn't.
Eric Church, how are you, man?
Say it again, everyone.
We will many times.
I'm doing good, Lon. I hope you are.
So first, we're getting together to chat here today on your birthday.
Yeah.
So first, happy birthday.
Thank you, Lon.
And second, what the heck are you doing here on your birthday?
I don't want to be with anybody else but Lon Helton on my 44th birthday. That's why I'm here.
I'll buy a little bit of that. But we are honored to have you here. Through the whole show, we're going to talk a lot about the Heart and Soul album, the three albums that are available right now. And you lived with this music for about 14, 15 months before you put it out. Did you have the temptation? Did you resist the temptation? Or did you tweak anything? Said, I could have done that better. And, you know, I was tired then, and I can hear me being tired, so I'm going to fix it.
Great question.
Did you?
I did not, and I wanted to fix some stuff, but I didn't because I thought it was disgenuine to the moment. So there were a few things that I left. And yes, there was a list of things that I was
a
like,
list.
There was a half a page at least. But I was like, man, we could do this here, we could do that there, and decided not to.
My countdown co-host is Miranda Lambert. What was it? I saw you on a late night. Was it Jimmy Fallon on a late night? Were you in a bathroom singing?
Yeah, it's kind of like my place. I always migrate to like where the tile is because it sounds good.
Well, I saw, when you came on, I went, looks like she's in a bathroom.
My little
somewhere.
Dressing area.
It sounds so great.
My little dressing area at my farm. I just kind of applied my guitar sitting there, and I don't know. My cabin is like a one room cabin, and so quarantining with my husband, I'm like sure he's sick of hearing my practicing and whatever. So I kind of went into this little nook, and I liked it.
It struck me because, you know, most people on TV, they have all these bookcases behind them and fancy art and whatever.
Yeah, I'm just wherever's comfortable. I have only done three of those.
Yeah.
That's enough for me. It's not my favorite.
Oh, yeah, because?
It just feels weird singing to a screen.
My co-host this week, the guys in Old Dominion, he just released a new single. I was on a boat that day. And you know, I was thinking as I was listening to this, that in the history of country music, has there ever been such a feel-good song about somebody leaving you?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, from the very first notes of that, was it a Zydeco type of chord? From the very first, it just feels so good, a great groove in it.
Can't have a bad day on a boat.
Yeah.
Even a bad day on a boat's a good day.
And I wonder, does that explain kind of the feel we hear on the single I Was on a Boat That Day, that real, kind of real loose, fun, happy, and a lot of side stuff going on, you know?
Yeah, well, that one in particular really captured that because we were like, we want this to sound like a party. We need to sound a little drunk. And so we got a little drunk, and then we recorded this. We drank a bunch of tequila, and we got in there, and we just launched into the song. And that's what you hear is us just playing, having a good time.
We're counting down the hits this week with Jay and Joe Don, of course, the guys from Rascal Flatts. When you're going down the list of people who you had out on tour, you mentioned Eric Church a few times. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, well, that allows me then, since you brought him up, to ask you guys about Eric Church, because there's so many stories in that. What was the deal with Eric, and where are you guys now?
I'll tell you exactly the story. And Eric Church and we are great. This has been made a big, much bigger story than it was at the time.
Eric Church is my co-host this week. And you know, we had those guys in a couple of weeks ago as my co-host, and it might well be their last time ever as a band. And over the last 20 years, I never went there. I don't think I've gone there with you. I never went there with them. But then I saw...
This should be fun.
Well, and I didn't know if I was going to play this for you, but I seen you started talking about it in some interviews. Yeah. So I thought, well, here's Jay DeMarcus with his version of whatever went down 18 years ago, 20 years ago.
Long time ago.
My co-hosts are Jay and Joe Don from Rascal Flatts. The current hit is How They Remember You. Best luck with that. For now and for all the times you've graciously given your time here to come on and help me count down the hits, thank you for now. Thank you for the last 20.
Lon, we love you, man. Yeah. Thank you for having us, and thank you for being such a special part of our career over the last 20 years. It's been an amazing ride, and you've been a big, big part of that. Thank you.
Yeah, we love you. We do.